WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. The Wisconsin women's basketball team will host the St. Louis Billikens in the Grade 8 round of the 2024 Women's National Invitational Tournament tonight. And that'll be held at the Kohl Center. Opening tip will be at 7, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:40. Rookie phenom Jackson Churio had two hits, including an RBI double, and made a couple of highlight catches as the Brewers swept the Mets yesterday with a 4-1 decision. Colin Ray pitched the first five innings, giving up five hits and a run to claim the victory. Joel Piamps earned the save with a three-up, three-down ninth inning. Former Brewers Tyrone Taylor knocked in New York's only run with a single. Milwaukee is off tonight, and then they take on the Minnesota Twins in their 2024 home opener tomorrow, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 3:10, and pregame will start at around 2:35. Shota Imanaga pitched six sparkling innings in his major league debut, and the Chicago Cubs used another defensive mistake by Nolan Jones to beat the Colorado Rockies, 5-0. Working in short sleeve on a cold, gray afternoon, Imanaga struck out nine in Chicago's home opener. The Japanese left-hander, who signed a $53 million four-year contract with the Cubs in January, allowed two singles and walked none. Dakota Hudson also was impressive in his first start for Colorado, but a pair of errors on Jones on one play in the sixth sent the right-hander to the loss. Other games going on today in the majors: the Braves beat the White Sox 9-0. And also going on right now, it's in the top of the eighth. The Pirates and the Nationals are tied at 3 apiece. Other games that will be played tonight include the Royals at the Orioles. The Phillies will be hosting the Reds. The Marlins will be hosting the Angels. The Rangers will be at the Rays. The Tigers will be at the Mets. The Astros hosting the Blue Jays. The Oakland and Athletics will be hosting the Red Sox. It'll be the Guardians at the Mariners, the Cardinals at the Padres, the Diamondbacks hosting the Yankees, and the Giants will be at the Dodgers. Milwaukee Bucks guard Damian Lillard won't play tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards because of a groin strain. The Bucks issued an injury report today that ruled the seven-time All-NBA guard out. This will be the second straight game that Lillard has missed. He sat out Milwaukee's 122-113 victory at Atlanta on Saturday for personal reasons. The Bucks have gone 1-5 in the games Lillard hasn't played this season. Milwaukee's injury report for tomorrow's game at Washington also lists two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, and Patrick Beverley as probable. Reigning national champion Connecticut, Purdue, Alabama, and North Carolina State all made their Final Four push with help from the transfer portal. Each school added at least one fifth-year player after last season. Adding transfers has provided a jolt for the experience helped from all four teams. The Huskies added guard Cam Spencer to a starting role. Alabama's transfers include forward Grant Nelson and guard Aaron Estrada. Purdue addition Lance Jones made a big three-pointer in the Boilermakers' Elite Eight win against Tennessee, and the Wolfpack retooled the backcourt by adding fifth-year guard DJ Horn along with Michael O'Connell. Packers quarterback Jordan Love says his team is ready to take the next step and win a Super Bowl. Love says he and his teammates are hungry for the upcoming season. He says the confidence is there. The team's offensive leader says there's no more talk about how young the Packers are. He points to key pieces like running back Josh Jacobs and defensive back Xavier McKinney as the reason Green Bay is ready to move up. And former NFL quarterback Vontae Davis has been found dead in his South Florida home. Police in the Fort Lauderdale suburb of Davie says the body of the 35-year-old Davis was found this morning, but no foul play is suspected. No cause of death has been released pending an autopsy. Davis played for 10 seasons in the NFL after being drafted 25th overall by the Dolphins in 2009 out of Illinois. He played 3 seasons for Miami before being traded to Indianapolis just before the 2012 season. He played 6 seasons with the Colts. He signed with the Buffalo Bills for 2018, but retired after the season's second game, saying injuries no longer allowed him to play. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.